Good evening and welcome to the planning meeting on Tuesday the 15th of February 2022. Members of the public and press are welcome to attend the meeting. Anyone so wishing must express their interest to join the meeting to the planning clerk by 9:30 on Monday the 14th of February at the latest. The planning clerk will keep a register of all attendees to allow for track and trace should the news arrive. Coronavirus standard announcement. The agenda. District councillors reserve their right at this meeting as town councillors, and they reserve their right to a different view as district councillors and at other meetings. Do we have any apologies for absence?
Oh, sorry, Councillor Bell.
Hello.
Sorry, I was just turning. Councillor Bell, sorry.
Councillor Bell, thank you. In Councillor Bell's absence, I will be chairing the meeting as Deputy Chair, Deputy Mayor. Declarations of interest. All town councillors have completed their statutory declarations of interest in accordance with the Localism Act 2011 and the Code of Conduct for members adopted by the Town Council. Members are required to declare the existence and nature of any personal or prejudicial interests relating to items on the agenda, having regard to the Code of Conduct for members. Members are reminded that they are also required to declare interests as soon as they become aware should the need arise throughout the meeting. Do we have any declarations of interest?
Just to say that item 620G, I live in the same road, but I don't know the people.
Thank you. Councillor Stamm.
No, just the computer centre, we know that they do work for us here, that's all.
Oh, right, right. Right. Minutes, to confirm the minutes of the planning meeting held on 24th January 2021. Sorry, that's not correct.
16th November.
That should be the meeting of 2022. But we've all had the meeting minutes. Are we all happy?
Yes.
Do I sign them for this as absent?
Yes.
Applications for planning consent. First one we have is House Mal 21/01273, 23 Hillside Road, Burnmont Crouch, Essex. Additions to roof space to create gabled roof form, along with the addition of two dormers to the front roof slope and three roof lights to the side and rear roof slopes. Demolition of existing garage and single-storey side extension to form new garage. Changes to fenestration and other associated development, including extension to drive. Councillor Kelly.
Is this the property that a little while ago came through, this bungalow they wanted to turn into a three-bedroom house?
Yeah, that's so what I thought it had been at before. Yeah.
I think it's the other side of the road they're looking at.
That
was a corner block.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if
you
could maybe approach it from a different way.
I may be wrong, but I thought the same thing.
Do we have a location
plan?
No, I couldn't find
one. Yes. The other one was 31.
Mine's
yeah,
that mine as well. This is a normal house, isn't it? Yeah. Has there been any objections to any from residents
nearby? No, there are none on the side. As far as I'm aware. Is that 10 o'clock?
No, there's no comments on the application.
This extension to driveway is always a plus, so more less cars on the on the road.
Do we have a proposal that we support in that case?
Proposal to support.
Second.
Thank you. For Mal 2101319, the Comupta Centre, Probals.
Chairman, we didn't all vote, did we?
Sorry, I thought we had had a vote.
I thought you seconded it, but I didn't put my hand up. Oh, sorry, I'm just going to...
Sorry, I thought we agreed. Spoke again.
Agreed, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Change of use from office to residential one-bedroom first-floor flat. Do we have any comments?
My concern, sorry, would be parking. It's on the high street. It's really problematic already. Yeah. What do they propose anything with regards to parking? Sorry, just saying about parking, it would be on the high street, and obviously it's already very problematic. I mean, there aren't actually yellow lines, but you've got drives. little corner.
Councillor Stan.
Yeah, I feel a little bit mean here because I'm not comfortable with it, even though I think central government are wanting, a lot of people are flats above premises. But this was both the upper and the lower deck was for business use, wasn't it?
It was previously the Essex Astronomical Centre.
Yeah, but also the computer centre used it for both floors. I have sympathy with the person who wants to change it into a property, but I also think, I know for a fact we're short on business premises in Burnham. We're always being, I'm getting messages, is there any business premises coming up? So I actually feel as though I'm going to abstain on that vote because I'm not happy with it, but I'm not unhappy enough to object to it.
Councillor Mumford.
Yeah, I feel sad that they might not be able to do that, but I would argue that good business premises often need storage space as well. And if we converted the first floor into a flat, you've lost an awful lot of business premises. Mm-hmm.
It has already been done, really.
Is this what I was going to say? Is this retrospective?
Does
it say retrospective on the
application? No, it has when you look, when you read the application, it's ticked.
What happens in those cases?
Should we just note this?
I think we can either just note it, or we can object to it, or we can prove it. We have all the options available to us.
But also enforcement would actually have to take place, wouldn't it?
I think if I can chuck something into the debate, I have friends who used to have a retail shop, and they say the only way to make a shop pay in Burnham is if you live above it. So it does actually help out the overheads of the business. But do we have a proposal to accept or proposal to deny?
Proposal to note.
Does the rest of the council feel we should simply note this?
No.
No.
Yeah, especially if it's already been done. They'll have to go in for a different planning permission, won't they, if it's retrospective.
Mm. Right, full mail 22/00035, Temperance House, 22 High Street, Burnham on Crouch, addition of rooftop belvedere serving existing second floor apartment.
Well, that came before, didn't it, and got turned down.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
We approved it last time,
yeah.
I believe.
And the conservation officer approved.
So I can't see why it can't happen.
Proposal to approve.
Approved subject
no.
to the conservation officer's
approval. It was refused before, yeah.
It
was refused
yeah.
not by us,
not
sure.
By us, but
it was refused by Melbourne.
So it's another application, I presume. In fact,
yeah,
it's because there's two
number.
Applications on the, when I looked, there's two applications.
Yeah,
it's
a different number.
So, yeah.
Do we have a proposal?
I don't say, yeah, I'll propose it, because I can't see what harm it does to have it up there.
Proposal, a seconder?
And there was one, remember?
And there was one originally.
Years ago.
Yeah.
So we have a proposal to support, seconded
yeah.
by Councillor Carter. All those in favour? Thank you. House Mal 00057, 23 Worcester Road, Burnham on Crouch. Demolition of existing garage and rear addition and erection of a two-storey side extension and single-storey rear extension. Councillors.
Have we seen the drawings?
It's quite a big... change to it, isn't it?
Normally, I think we'd object to losing a garage and off-street parking, but I think there are two parking spaces in the
But some
two
of
parking
those boxes
spaces.
Have been changed anyway, haven't
yeah.
they, from garages? Mm-hmm. I don't think it's out of character. I'd agree with that.
Do we have a proposal for support?
I propose to support it.
Second?
Yeah.
All those in favour? Thank you. Now, this looks familiar. Amal 22/00018, land rear of 5 Mildmay Road, Burnham on Crouch, a two bedroom bungalow.
What about the Hills?
You missed one.
Oh, I missed one.
E.
Oh, sorry. Put that down to incompetence. Sunnyside Stony Hills, demolition of existing house and ancillary structures and the erection of two new dwellings. This is an ongoing saga. Do we have any comments, councillors?
Well, I looked at this, it looked like they're pulling down a relatively new house to build two new houses. Would
that's
that be correct?
The site's overdeveloped.
Yeah.
I've proposed to refuse.
Do we have a second? second.
Yeah.
But that's for the usual reason that we believe Stony Hills is overdeveloped, access roads,
access.
The usual.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right. Now, land rear of 5 Mildmay Road, Burnham Crouch, a 2-bedroom bungalow.
That's come up a lot.
It has been indeed. Comments?
We see the drawings. Access was very, very difficult. Essex Road, Burnham on Crouch, single story rear extension. Any comments?
Is it overlooked?
Don't believe so. Well, on
lots
that
of
road.
People doing it, I think
there's
people,
no objections.
I think we have to support our local residents who,
yep.
You know, we get huge housing estates. We need to support the people who actually live here.
We have a proposal. Is that a proposal to support Councillor Stamp?
I'm not going to do it from here because I'm district. I'd rather not. That's why I'd
right.
rather let the town. I don't know
yes.
how to come to planning.
So proposal to support from Councillor Carter. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Donnelly. All those in favour?
Yeah.
22/00021 Greenacre, 8 Mill Road, Burnham. Alterations of change of use of garden building to form annex accommodation.
That's where I thought I was. In my Mill Road at the top, opposite the lines.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Has
yeah.
that been for?
It's
not sure.
00864. It was refused.
London refused it, didn't they?
My comments would be that it's a separate, it's capable of being used as a separate dwelling.
Yes, that was very clear.
It's very clear that the accommodation is such that it could be used as a separate dwelling. In fact, it could be rented out quite easily. It has a bedroom, it has a bathroom.
Does that contravene the planning rules?
Does it have a kitchen?
I'm not honestly sure.
This is to change a garden room into an annex.
Yeah.
So it will have facilities as an annex.
Yeah.
I would have thought through you, Mr. Chair, it's because it's separate, isn't it? It's separate to
it's
the dwelling.
It's a separate dwelling.
Yeah.
And it has a bedroom, an ensuite, you can see.
And planning policy is not to for separate dwellings, but I'll be quite honest, I always fight for annexes. I think we need to look after our elderly people.
I think
we're quite vociferous at Malden as
I think there's a difference between an annex, which is clearly designed for
Yeah, but you put there's a condition in, and they're not allowed to do them as a separate, as in sell it to somebody else. It's used in planning good laws, and they can't do it.
Well, do we have a proposal either way then?
Do we have to propose that condition is.
You can write it down, we can do anything we wish
along those lines.
Yeah.
I personally have reservations about allowing a separate dwelling.
The only thing I would say, if they want to turn that into an annex, and looking at that drawing, I think that's like a disabled wet room rather than a normal bathroom. So is it actually there to be used for?
With all due respect, you actually do have usually disabled wet rooms if you're putting your elderly parents or somebody
which
actually
is
in there. Which
is going to get
it.
Yeah. So is it something that's actually going to need?
But the bedroom.
But without.
I don't know. But
it says bedroom / storage room.
Hmm.
So there's a little bit of bets being hedged here, I think.
But you can't condition that. So, you could say that that's a wet room and they could put a bathroom in, it's not that expensive.
Exactly.
Councillor Coles.
I propose that we support it with the recommendation that it can't be registered as a separate dwelling.
Do we have a second
sold
for
or sold as a separate dwelling?
Then it can be solely used for a family member or something.
Yeah. That's what
Do
I
we
propose.
Have a second of that?
Yeah.
All those in favour?
So what condition would you like put on it?
Cannot be registered
sold.
Or
can't
sold.
Be sold separate from the main property. Or rented, I would put. Because it'd be quite easy to rent it.
Mm.
It's the thing is, if you've got another dwelling up there, the parking and that road is absolutely astronomical. So to me, the condition needs to be really strong that it would be somebody who
Some
is...
Occupation by members of the same household.
Yeah. Because there's only one tiny footpath.
Are you happy with the...
Against
Malden's
policies, though.
22/00086 41 Maple Way, Burnmont Crouch, single story front porch extension and conversion of garage.
Yeah,
we are losing a garage.
They've got drive.
They do have a drive.
So,
I think they're pretty long drives, aren't
they?
They
are, they're quite capacious drives, I think.
One of our previous long-term councillors on this council have done that at their property, and it's lovely. Use it as an art studio.
Mm.
They don't drive, they don't need it, they park on their thing.
Do we have a proposal for support then? Councillor Coles, second by Councillor Mumford. All those in favour?
Aye.
We have decisions made by MVC. Do I need to read those for the record, or they can just be noted? We also have notice of appeals, two appeals. Land south of Marsh Road is dismissed. And Remembrance Avenue, addition of balcony, again the appeal is dismissed. The next planning meeting is Tuesday the 1st of March at 7 p.m. here. Thank you. End of the meeting.